This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that pretty much in tune or not?
It depends on what note you're trying to hit. There was a something flat.
Flat. A flat note.
I think it was a J flat.
If you leave it, I'm never flat. If you leave it, you know, kind of ambiguous, Dougie, then that means you're doing okay.
I am doing okay. Go. Thank you very much. Rich McCann at the controls of our studio in Washington. Michael Fortier taking your calls at 888-302-3684. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Look at all the things these people have to do. What's Jennifer got to do?
Oh, just be beautiful and sparkling.
That's it. Beautiful and
well.
Witty. Sparkling. Funny.
Right.
The Senate of the United States blocked a bill to end the bulk collection of American phone records by the NSA. The only reason it was blocked is because the Republicans want to do a na-na-na-na. It's one of the few ideas, in my opinion, that the president has that's good. After he told them, however, this is what the oxymoronic thing. I find it interesting, the president, if you look back over the history, and maybe all presidents are like this, they promise this, they can't do that. President has said on the record 4 or 5 times in recent years that he can't do anything about immigration. Oh, gee whiz, he's changed his mind. He's now decided he can do something about immigration. So there's a bit of a flopper. The president said, I thought, in the sense he was responsible for encouraging the domestic surveillance program that the NSA is undertaking. He certainly knew what was going on, didn't stop it until it became public, thanks to Mr. Snowden. Yay! So now the president says we must stop this. It's an invasion of privacy, which, of course, it is. The Republicans in this circumstance don't seem too smart because they don't get the drift. The public says they don't want all this surveillance, but yet they stopped a bill that would end, apparently, the collection of information on your phone calls. So that's happened. Immigration also kind of went meh in the Senate yesterday. Senate rejected the Keystone Pipeline by one vote. Apparently,
wow.
Mr. What's-his-face from Nevada, Harry Reid, couldn't whip his Democrats into shape to help Mary Landrieu, although she's down 16 points in the polls in Louisiana, so she's not going anyplace except out.
Well, don't you think, to you, doesn't that mean that the Democrats then are still supporting President Obama in Senate?
Most of them just...
Because they didn't want him to have to veto it.
No,
I don't.
You don't think so?
They just didn't want the bill, and Mary Landrieu was the one who brought it up, trying to save her campaign.
I know.
Right. And they pretty much all just said, "We really like you, but
bye bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out."
No, what they did is, Reese, they looked at the polls and they realized this wasn't going to change anything. So why not get in the way of something that's going to be overturned anyway? So the Republicans,
and it all doesn't matter anyway, because the Republicans in January, it'll definitely come up in January.
It'll come up.
They may even have enough.
Can they have enough to override the veto?
They may.
You got to get half a dozen or so Blue Dog Democrats to go along for the ride. So let's see how that shakes out.
They had a hard time getting that yesterday. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do it for one of their compatriots.
Got it unplugged. The next big problem in our country is the weather. Richie, what's the temperature in Washington?
Ooh, record low.
Record low.
Let's hear it.
15 degrees at Dulles Airport this morning, which is about 8 miles away from my house.
Oh, that's 10 degrees colder than it is here.
and it's set a record that hasn't been touched
duplicated
since 1890, whatever's when they first started keeping records.
Like 1888.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, so it's cold there. Kenny, what temperature were you on in San Diego?
But on Monday,
wait a minute,
it will be 60 degrees.
Yep, 60 degrees the weekend and the Monday and Tuesday.
That's good news, right?
Yep. Kenny, what temperature where you are right now?
56.
All right, Jen, what is it where you are?
It's chilly. It's about 51.
Ah, horrors.
50.
All right, 24 on the farm now, up a degree since the last hour. No snow on the ground here. Big snow in upstate New York. 5 people are dead.
Wow,
Erie County officials say that the roads were closed down. They weren't prepared for an early season snow. Hello. Do you look at the weather forecast?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. We don't believe the weather forecasters because they're always wrong.
They're going to get 109 inches of snow in 4 days. That's a
what
whole.
What does that even look like?
That is
a lot of snow.
That's a whole year's worth of snow in 4 days. People said they were walking up and they would be like, what is this? Mm. And they would realize it was a
snow.
Truck
right.
underneath of all the snow.
Yeah, underneath all the snow, Richie, please. Let's use correct English. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, after all. Snows, listen
How's
to that disrespect.
For correct English?
Listen to that for disrespect. Shut up.
I believe it's upshut, please, Mr. Steffen.
Shut. My God, that's horrible. How many of you have heard the story of Penn Farthing?
Who dat?
Penn Farthing founded a nonprofit that reunites soldiers with stray dogs and cats they took during combat. He's this year's hero of the year. I find that interesting on top of the story about Bill Cosby, who will be anything but the hero of the year. Richie, I said in the last hour, I said yesterday I thought his career was over. Said it again today. I am more convinced today after Janice Dickinson came forward with allegations, third or
so
fourth
Janice
person.
So Janice Dickinson was the one that changed your mind? When she came out, I started going back in the court of Bill Cosby.
Really?
I don't know. I don't
just
know.
Is this a grandstanding thing? She's a sort of former supermodel. She said she wanted to reveal her story to lend credit to other women who have spoken out recently against Mr. Cosby.
He's done.
He is. I'm
I think so, too. But let's make the pact, ladies. Instead of waiting 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, hey, listen, in 1971.
It was a different playing field. I understand.
Field, man.
But let's
People
make the
believe.
Pact now that this no longer exists and that if someone is a predator and it makes you a victim, you need to say something.
Oh, things have changed. I mean,
have they? I hope.
Well, I mean, you still have people like Ray Rice's wife who apparently
doesn't care if they're abused.
Everybody's different. And Badmus is a shareholder and chair of the immigration section at Cowles & Thompson, which is a law firm, I think, isn't it? Immigration law
yes,
firm?
It is.
Kenny? All right. She joins us to talk about the pros and cons of the president doing what he wants to do in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This Thanksgiving, let Sam's Club help you whip up a delicious feast for less. Come in for mouth-watering fresh turkey, just 99 cents a pound, and 35 cluster baked dinner rolls, just $3.98. Finish off your meal with velvety smooth 12-inch Daily Chef pumpkin pie for only $6.98. That's the recipe for a memorable Thanksgiving meal. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
As I said before, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and I have now with us Ann Badmus, who has a law practice consisting primarily of employment and business-related immigration matters, so she can speak with authority as to how her practice and people who are in this league of concern would be affected if the president... the problem here, Ann, thank you for joining us, by the way, is I don't know that anybody really knows what this guy wants to do. I found 4 or 5 references in the last couple of hours where he has spoken in the last 4 or 5 years saying he can't do anything except uphold the law that Congress passes, and the reference was to immigration matters. And now he says, I'm going to let 5 million of those people stay here, or at least that seems to be the plan. He keeps going back and saying, President Reagan did it and President Bush did it, but that was a whole different thing, right?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with a whole different thing in terms of what the powers that he has to do this. President Reagan and President Bush had reasons for doing what they did.
Well, they had congressional support. That's my point. They had votes in Congress that supported what they were doing. This guy doesn't.
Well, my understanding was, and if I look back at what happened there, was that they used their executive powers to delay deportation for different groups of people who did not have, under the law, the current law, the right to stay in the United States. They weren't included. So there were not really, in my understanding, votes in Congress to say that this is what can happen. They did this before, and then afterwards there were votes in Congress to support what they did.
All right. Will there be a vote in Congress to support what the president may do?
Well, my understanding is the hope that the president wants is that they will at least take up the bill that was brought in by the Senate a couple of years ago and at least entertain the issues that we're talking about here. So whether they end up supporting exactly what he did or not, I believe what they're looking for is that there will be some action taken.
From your perspective as a lawyer in this field, what ought to be done in terms of, the public's concern about the number of illegal immigrants here and how to best fix the problem for 2014?
Well, I think it's pretty much, I've been practicing immigration for over 20 years, and the situation has been pretty much the same. There's always been the issue of what is going to happen with the situation that we have as far as immigration, because illegal immigrants have been around for quite some time. And we've always asked for the same thing, a comprehensive look at the whole situation, including three parts, the border patrol, border situation, the legal immigration system, whether there is a sufficient legal immigration system that would curtail illegal immigration. The problem that we see is that a lot of the illegal immigrants that do come in, it's because they don't have any other avenues to do so. And then the other issue is that those who are here currently, what are we going to do with them? And I think that's what President Obama is trying to address at this point, is to look at all those issues in a comprehensive way.
My question for you is, what do you think he ought to do?
What do I think he ought to do?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I mean, at this point, immigration attorneys have been looking, and actually do most of us do support that he does what he can do, which is basically what he's talking about.
So what do you say to the people? What do you say? We kind of know it, and I'm going to try. We're sort of running up against the clock here a little bit. What do you say to all the people who are going through the system and doing it the right way? How is this legit? What do you say to them after they spent 8, 9, 10, 11 years going through the system and getting legal citizenship the way that it was prescribed? How do you face those people?
Well, I think that they have to understand that what we're talking about here, what President Obama is doing, is not something that would bypass or put these people ahead of them in terms of citizenship. It is basically just giving them a stay or a reprieve, which could be withdrawn, unfortunately, or could be withdrawn at any time. This does not lead to citizenship. It doesn't in any way affect those people who are currently in line for citizenship.
No, I'm not asking whether it affects them. I wonder what you say to them if these people, the 5 million, unless I misunderstand what would be happening, is that they would be on a faster track. Is that not true?
No, that not according to what President Obama can do, and even with the Senate bill that was proposed, it would not put anyone in a fast track past those who have already been in the system and have been waiting.
What does it do?
Time.
It just keeps them from being sent home?
Exactly. At this point, it just keeps them from being sent home.
It makes them legally here, and it gives them an identification so that they can now vote.
They would not be able to vote.
They could not vote.
There's no way.
Once they have an identification.
You have to be a citizen to vote.
If they have an ID, they still can't vote. Mm-hmm.
No, of course not.
Well, this is what
you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. I mean,
to the people in Massachusetts who go to the polls without any ID and they just say, okay, my name is so-and-so and I live at this street and I'm voting there. That's happened over and over again here in the state where I am. All right, so this is an interesting perspective, though, Ann. Thank you. You've helped us understand it better. Ann Badmus, an attorney in the immigration field. Have a good day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Wonder time. Bye bye bye. Richie, see if you can find the chicken song, will you? Play that. How we get
sure.
this?
I'll get right on that.
Was the chicken song a one hit wonder, Dougie?
It sure was.
It was this
song. The song is called Swing the Mood. This is a novelty pop tune that was number one during this week in 1990. So who is this, or what group is this? This is the song today deemed, I guess, culpable by the producers of this program who want you to tell
us
the name.
This is all on Bob.
Of this program. 888.
Yeah, don't pay me with that brush.
You know who this is? 888. Somebody's going to know who this is. Around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock. Around the clock. Rock, rock, rock. Around the clock. 888-302-3684. Call us now.
That makes it so much better.
Really better wasn't the word I was looking for.
Well, I really like
stop
this song, man.
Crank it up, Richie! Who is this?
Hello?
Gonna tell ya. Stump.
Really? I was got a minute or two of this.
No, Bob Stump.
This actually was the number one song. I'm not pulling your leg here.
That amazes me.
Top of the charts this week, 1990. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this. What is this?
Wow.
Wait a minute. The Everly Brothers made it into this. Crank it up, Richie. Come on.
I like this part.
Novelty pop song from England.
Wow, the phone's actually ringing.
Wrong number, I think.
Calling Bill Bennett. Can you imagine Bill Bennett handling this? How would that work? And do stuff like this. So, Swing the Mood is the name of the song. Use sampling and synthesizers to blend pop music from the swing and early rock years. Doncaster DJ Les Hemstock created the mix of songs. The band's face was a costume cartoon rabbit. The group had 11 charting hits in England, but Swing the Mood was their only entry as a big pop smash hit in in the United States.
I mean, I could see this being big at, like, weddings.
Yeah. It's fun.
You know.
Ah, this is cool, Reggie. Come on. Sure got
This is very clever, actually. Frankly,
listen to the backbeat, though. Listen to that backbeat. It does not change. That backbeat is the same. Like their track, their drum track that they have.
Yeah.
It's just the same through every single one of these songs.
So, what does that mean?
It's all got a 4-4 beat.
This is
the tempo of that drum doesn't change.
You know, I don't remember this at all, and I don't know why I don't, because this is right up my alley. All right, let's get to it here. Figure out if we know who this person is, this group is. Ron is in Mariana, Florida. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great show you guys have. Is it Bill Haley in the comments?
No.
They used
a piece of Bill Haley,
but it isn't
in the mix. But it's not.
In the mix.
It is, yeah. This is a mix of a whole bunch of other tunes from that era, including Bill Haley, but he's not the one responsible for it. Good guess, though. Here's Buzz in, where are you? Tucson. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Buzz, what's the name of this group?
Guy Bunny on Master Mixers.
How in the name of heavens did you remember that?
Wow.
I have the CD in my hand, Eric.
Wow. I'm going to bow to you, sir.
All right, you get a CD of a terrific group of one-hit wonders for your prize, sir. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever words you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security, according to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives. 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers. For more information,
headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Serious about some things. We're not too serious about most things, but we're serious about the news, keeping you informed as to what's what and who's who and what you might want to think about some of these things that are going on. For example, here's what you need to know about the National Security Agency program that collects your phone calls, collects your data, collects your email. What's the story? Congress was all set to overhaul it, and guess what happened? Gonzo! Or at least in this attempt, anyway.
Why are the Republicans against this?
I would think this would be a good opportunity. Why are the Republicans? Just because Obama wants it?
They don't want it. Is that
That's
it?
That's a good reason as any.
They're all up for trying to protect us.
Yeah.
What? We'll do whatever we can to protect
NASA?
You.
I mean, NASA, good deck. The NSA, are they protecting us? I don't think so.
Well, Rand Paul said whatever the bill was didn't do enough.
Ah. Okay. Well, so that's a good reason.
I like that.
That's why we have four people here, ladies and gentlemen, who have different spins on the interest and or activity in a particular news story. Because Kenny found something that I didn't find, Richie didn't find, and Jennifer didn't find.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, thank you. Next, senators blocked action on the nomination of Loretta Lynch.
I love her country music, by the way. Oh, my
Loretta
God.
Loretta Lynch's country music?
Yeah. She's a coal miner's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the end of that
story.
You
didn't buy that story, Ken. Ha ha.
Touche.
Is that a country song?
Touche, no.
Touche, touche.
Or not touche.
Yeah. Jewish worshippers returned to a Jerusalem synagogue today where five rabbis were killed yesterday. I think four of them were Americans, weren't they? Seems to me. There were three. Oh, Richie, yeah, I think they were.
I know one of them was.
I don't know more than that. Anyway, the Palestinians are going to get it in the neck today.
It's Hamas.
Man, these guys.
What's with these people? Well, yay, good job. Do more.
Yeah, kill more. Yeah.
Right. That's the same thinking, though, as what goes. And this is, I can't remember, this is one thing that hasn't changed since I was a kid. This whole thing about Israel and the hatred. The other, the new things that have happened as a result of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and some of that stuff, that's new. Last 10, 12, 14 years or so. But this stuff with Hamas goes back to, well, it actually goes back to 1948 when the Israeli state was declared by the United Nations. And it just doesn't change. It's the same year in and year out. Tensions are high, tensions are low. Bill Clinton gets them all together in the White House. They sign a pact agreement. Great. Okay, that's good for about 5 minutes. And then the people in the Palestinian Liberation Organization start throwing grenades and mortar and stuff over on one side, and the Israelis bomb the hell out of them on the other side, and so back we are to the same old game in the sandbox. And it doesn't change. Nothing changes for them. I feel badly, though, for especially because, in a way, I feel close to Israel, because I've been there. I find the country fascinating. The region fascinating. But there is such a difference when you go across. There's the two sections of the city now, which used to be separated by a wall, are separated by a subway. Not a subway, really. It's a surface transit system that's very progressive, very modern. One side of the tracks is Palestine, and the other side of the tracks is Israel. That's how crazy it is. And you don't want to be caught on the other side of the tracks, literally.
Literally.
Literally. Mm-hmm. But yet if you look at it, you think you're looking at the same city. It's modern, progressive. You can't tell. If you had never been down that street before, and those of you who have been there know exactly what I'm talking about, as you drive out of Jerusalem, you go down the hill, Mount of Olives on your right-hand side, and you look at this place, which looks like a Middle Eastern city. And yet it's the tale of two cities, in reality. And these people who grow up, many of them, the intellectually stimulated, the parents who are progressive, whether they be Muslims, Christians, Jews, they all send their children to the same schools. This is what's so mind-boggling about this. They all work and live together in Jerusalem and have for thousands of years. And the elite government, business people, send all their kids to the same school. Muslim kids, Palestinian, then it makes no difference. Jews, Christians all go to the same school. And then you get down to the brass tacks of the people who are not really educated. They get suckered in by the message of Hamas, and they teach these people. Well, we all know this. This is class stratus. We have it in America. There are people who are the rich. Some people refer to them as the elite. They send their children to special schools because they can afford it. They pay for all kinds of things that enhance their reality. So they live a different life than those who come from families that may not be as fortunate, let's say. Well, for whatever the reason. Maybe parents are average. Maybe the parents aren't that smart. Maybe the parents aren't even together. Whatever it is. But we all know, we really all know, that there is a difference. Even an opportunity in America. We know that. We see it. We understand it. So it isn't really a surprise to see how those people deal with this problem in a different way than those who are not educated, who don't come from a background where people are stimulated to think of the what-ifs. So they start at 4 years old teaching the kids how to use guns to hate and kill Jewish kids. They teach them, these Palestinian kids, about how bad Jewish kids are, and when you grow up, you should kill them. Hmm. So there's this real dichotomy, this very dramatic difference in the way these people grow up. Politically, it serves guys like Netanyahu or whoever might be the leader there, because there's a clear difference, and we've got to do something about this. So even though they're intelligent, Netanyahu is very smart. But he plays the game. The same as we do here. You're always being played at political opportunities on fear. Right?
That's how we make a lot of decisions.
Look at the election. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of, you fill in the blank, and that's why we're voting for this guy, because he's going to fix that problem that we're afraid of. Isn't that how it works?
A lot of it, yeah. I think that's a motivator for a lot of people.
Crazy stuff. That's what it is. Let's see here. Speaking of the Middle East, the FBI is tracking close to 150 Americans. Oh, this is great. The FBI thinks there are at least 150 of us who have traveled to Syria in the last 3 or 4 months to join, they think, armed groups. Do you believe it? Jennifer, do you think there are 150 Americans capable of going to Syria and joining these groups and killing, coming back and trying to kill Americans?
I think so.
Richie, what do you think?
I think that there are 150 people who have American status, American citizenships, who could do that. Do I think they're Americans? No, not at all.
Real Americans.
Right.
Fair enough. Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with Rich, and I'd be surprised if they could make their way back here.
Because we won't let them back in?
No, because I just don't think that they're... I just don't think that the whole ISIS thing is as capable.
Hmm.
They're making great videos, and they're killing lots of people over there, but I don't think that they have... I'm not challenging them, but I don't think they have.
They arrested a woman here in the D.C. area the other day for promoting her husband's going to Syria to help ISIS type thing. She was all over Facebook and saying, I want to help my husband go there so he can train and come back and kill him. Boom.
You talk about fear, but I think ISIS is smart in the fact that they are reaching out and they're looking for the lowest common denominator. They're looking for those people that don't feel like they fit in here, that have drug problems.
About.
Yeah, they
the
reach for these
talking
people.
Talking about in Palestine and in Israel, the same people.
Right. And this is... And not to use the word scary because you're talking about fear, but that's the scary part is that these people don't feel that they have an association or an allegiance to America. And so I think it's very possible that 150 of them could go over. That doesn't even seem like a high number.
Bruce is in El Paso. Wants to talk for a minute about immigration reform. How do we reform our immigration system, Bruce? The problem with Bruce is that he hasn't been told to
turn his radio down. He'll get there.
You have to when you call, please. Michael probably is doing this, but you may not have heard him
Otherwise, you're in a time warp.
Turn your radio down because we have an 8 to 10 second delay.
You will never catch up.
To keep me from saying things that I ought not to say, and Richie hits that button so that when I say them, we are not all embarrassed. That's how it works. We're not worried about you.
He's
worried about me.
He's ready now.
All right, Bruce, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to segue with that lawyer who doesn't seem to have a clue about what Obama intends to do with
immigration. Okay, so let's go back for just a second and tell people that didn't hear in the last half hour. We had a lady who was an immigration lawyer who I asked specifically as to what we ought to be doing, and she kind of booted it, I think. I didn't think
she was
well,
I could tell by your voice that you didn't want to disparage her point of view, but I could tell by your tone that you knew she was clueless.
Really? You can tell that by my tone? Good for you, bro.
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm somewhat perceptive. But I want to segue this into, we need to control our borders. I mean, look what Israel does. They control their borders.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the same thing, and without that, none of the other immigration stuff means squat.
That's a hard thing to do, but it's something, it's hard to come up with a formula, but we all know one thing. The current system does not work.
No, well, you don't shut the barn door after all your stock is run off. I mean,
sometimes I do, actually. I've done that.
Oh, yeah? Your cows come in on their own when it's cold?
Actually, they don't mind the cold. It's the wet that they mind. If it's wet and cold, they don't like it. If it's cold, they're fine. Actually, they're healthier
really?
In the cold. Yeah. Much healthier than the cold.
Huh. Well, they stand closer together.
They do. Cows are funny. Here, you got me on a tangent. Cows are the funniest things. In the summertime, when the weather is 90 degrees, I have at the home farm here, we have a group of trees up by the road. And there'll be, normally during the summertime, there'll probably 40, 50 cows in the pasture here in front of me. And they're all, in the heat, they'll all huddle together. Why they do that? They don't do that when it's cold. They
They're
do it when it's
hot.
No, that's the cut down on the surface area for flies.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I grew up around a farm, you know, and you know, you're talking about the cows being out there in bad weather, but you notice they always put their butts upwind.
That's right, and we enjoy that.
So does
thanks
Doug.
For the call. Isn't it
y'all have a good one.
Yeah,
I
take
you too.
It. How we turned the process of immigration and the problems there into cow talk.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to National Public Radio, Richie, and I'm going to create a new show because Car Talk is off the air because one of the Click and Clack brothers died. So instead of having Car Talk, we're going to have Cow Talk.
There you go.
How about that? You support that? Would you send a donation to NPR for me to do?
I think I already do.
Cow, really?
Yeah.
Have you said on it? Cow Talk?
Yes.
Well, this is a donation for Doug
right
Steffen.
At this very moment,
Cow
I'm,
Talk.
I'm supporting Cow Talk.
Good for you. By the way, you might want to check out our video of the day today, which features the story.
Leaked.
I did because of the video.
Are you going through puberty, Greg Burr, Peter Brady?
No, because I'm chuckling.
Time for change.
I am chuckling at the video of the day. It is the story of the gift that Rich gave to me.
The Zappa.
Yeah. So if you would like to see the bug assault rifle and the story behind that story, you might want to check out the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, Jennifer checks our TV news in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Dougie Dougie.
I said Cosby's career is over, and I guess I got that fixed thinking about the Netflix comedy special that they say will not air.
Right. Well, first, yesterday you and I talked about NBC holding up the project that he's working on for the network. Now Netflix said it's postponing Bill Cosby's upcoming stand-up comedy special, which is a decision that has followed what is a growing number of allegations over his alleged sexual assault of many, many women. In a brief statement late yesterday, the company said that the scheduled November 27th premiere of this special was being postponed, but did not address why or when it might debut. Duh. That company had no further comment on that. That came right after Janice Dickinson was the latest person to throw her hat into the ring about these sexual abuse allegations, including drugging and alcohol. Really terrible stuff. Better news.
Yes, The Voice.
And I'm hoping that Rich has my favorite song ready to go. Let's hear it.
See if Richie is the producer.
I do have it right.
Yeah. Okay, wait until tomorrow.
This
is Megan Trainor.
This is Megan Trainor. Monster hit. She's joining The Voice beginning tonight. Really? Carson Daly announced there's going to be a lot of star power, actually. Diana Ross, Colby Calais, Meghan Trainor, and Patrick Stump, a Fall Out Boy, will join in a role of advisor that's already included Taylor Swift, Stevie Nicks, Alicia Keys, Gavin Rossdale, and Little Big Town. These guests next week are going to be the first time that the series has featured guest mentors so late into the season.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for a visit from your pet's best friend, Warren Eckstein. And today, on the Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Warren will be serenaded with the audio from a video that features a family's pet bird who mimics his favorite Star Wars character, R2-D2. All right, crank this up, Richard, will you? Doesn't take much to amuse this one, as you can tell.
I tell you it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Ryan.
All right, so that was a video of the day at DougSteffen.com, the bird who mimics R2-D2. Maybe you could use that for the soundtrack. The new Star Wars movie is coming out next year. What do you think? Are you a Star Wars fan, Warren?
I never saw the original.
You never have? No. Well, there have been 6 of them. You've never seen the first one?
I saw E.T. for the first time 2 years ago.
Nice going. That's Warren.
What's wrong with you?
Wow.
You guys think I'm off my rocker.
Wow.
There's Warren Eckstein, folks. host of the Pet Show. Okay, so Bo has received a stay of execution thanks to a court order, and you're following that story in your blog. Warren Eckstein is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country, a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. So what's the story with Bo
You know, it's an interesting story with Bo. This is one of those situations where the let me just bring it up on my computer, so I want to give you the story exactly the way it started out. After a public outcry from local residents and a petition, over 30,000 signatures, they want to save Bo, a 2.5-year-old lab golden retriever, shepherd mixed dog, who's going to be euthanized. The dog was deemed vicious during a court hearing because he killed a duck that flew into its yard.
He was vicious in the court, or he was being...
The court said he was vicious.
Because he killed a duck.
Because he killed a duck. Now, the duck flew into his property. Now, listen, no one loves ducks.
What does a Labrador do?
Thank you, okay?
Aren't they trained to hunt? Labradors hunt ducks.
That's what they are bred to do.
They're retrievers. But the bottom line is this, okay? First of all, the dog was in its own property. The duck flew in. I feel bad for the duck, but, you know, this is the dog's natural instinct.
There are laws on the books.
Leave the geese alone. There are laws on the books, however, that says if your dog is running loose and he attacks a duck or a chicken that belongs to someone else, then they have the right to kill the dog, which I disagree with anyway. But the bottom line is, here's another situation where a good dog, a healthy dog, a non-aggressive dog was misevaluated by some morons, determined vicious, and was ultimately going to be put to sleep because he killed a duck in his own backyard. Totally ludicrous. People are way too quick to put animals to sleep.
So, the outcome is that the scheduled euthanasia did not take place, right?
He's got to stay at this point. And first of all, they should just throw this thing out of court. Listen, I love animals, ducks, geese. I take ants out of my house and put them outside. But the bottom line is, this is a dog in his own yard thinking it needed to do what this dog's instinct was, which was to protect the yard, go after the duck, which is exactly what he did, killed the duck. I feel bad again, but the bottom line is, this is a dog. What would you do if a child took a BB gun in his backyard and shot a duck? Would you take that child and have that child euthanized? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the child's natural instinct to shoot the duck.
But he still killed the duck.
He still killed the duck. It's the dog's natural instinct to go after the duck.
To go after the duck or chase. But either way, the duck is dead.
Let's pay attention to this and see what happens next week or two. Meanwhile, a good story about a gentleman named Penn Farthing, who is working, got the CNN Hero of the Year Award for reuniting soldiers with dogs that they come in contact with and befriend in combat. This has happened in Iraq and it happened in Afghanistan. So I wonder how much you know about this, or is this a program that's broader?
There are several different organizations that are actually doing the reuniting of our heroes with dogs that they either worked with or had. But it's amazing to me, you know, I'm working with a group right now that's doing a lot of training for wounded warriors. And the bottom line is, watching these soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, men and women, watching them around pets, it's the only time when they first come back where they can just be themselves, when there's no other people around. And I think it's just amazing. And the reuniting of the dogs and the servicemen, I've seen it 1,000 times, and I still have tears in my eyes every time.
Warren has established the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can find out about that, plus his line of vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at warrenexstein.com or petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. All of them come together to present quite an interesting...
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.